brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So rousing hello, I'm Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones as he takes a well-deserved break. Hey, I know he's going to come back 50 times more on top of his game than ever, and that's saying a lot for Alex. I had the absolute pleasure of being in Austin last week, actually traveling out to Texas. I had an opportunity to actually broadcast my program from Alex's studio, also being a guest there on the program. And if you want to check that out, you can always go to Infowars.com. You can also, I'm sure it's posted up on YouTube and elsewhere, my interview with Alex Jones right there in the studio. What an awesome experience that was, and just the powerful amount of energy coming from all the listeners there. So it is a privilege and an honor to be sitting here for Alex Jones. He will be back next week. I'm going to be with you today, Tuesday and Friday of this week. I am Catherine Albrecht. KMAshow.com is my website, or just my name, CatherineAlbrecht.com. And you may know me as the co-author of the book Spy Chips. I've been dealing with the issue of consumer privacy and implantable microchips, and also those RFID spy chips that they want to put in all the products. Been doing that for a number of years. A couple of websites just to bring to your attention. ChipMeNot.com is the website that deals with the cancer-causing aspect of implantable RFID microchips. SpyChips.com, the now kind of historical website for our book. That's the book I co-authored with Liz McIntyre, the best-selling expose on RFID. If you don't have a copy, consider getting a copy, even if it's from your local library. It's not so much your money I'm after than your mind. So please, if you haven't read Spy Chips yet, and all the stuff we talked about there, it's all happening. It's all happening today, right now. So please check it out. And visit, stop by and visit my website. Also, for folks who have been kind of following my story over the years, both through Alex's show and through my own, just wanted to let you guys know that the cancer, the breast cancer that I was battling, is in full remission as far as we know. I will be getting some fairly important scan results today, and I will be reporting those on my radio show, which airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time at KMAshow.com. Just a heads up on that. All right, well, let me, in this couple of minutes we have here, I want to just give you an update on what's going on in San Antonio, Texas. The latest in the battle against RFID spy chips is taking place on the ground in the San Antonio schools. This hour, or actually today's program, I opened talking about how they're coming for the kids. And they're coming for the kids both with the new Justin Bieber Bill My Parents credit card. This is a cash stored rewards card to encourage kids and kind of condition them to start using plastic numbered cards and numerical accounts instead of cash. As I mentioned in the first hour of today's show, that card can be remotely viewed by parents. Every time you make a purchase on it, it sends a little text and says, here's exactly what Johnny bought with his credit card, you know, with his little stored value card. Here's exactly where the money was spent, right down to the penny. Here's the time, date, and place of that purchase. And, of course, gives the parents the ability to log on and simply cut off that kid's cash account altogether. Well, that's just one form of conditioning that's being brought against our kids. This hour, we're going to be joined by Lenore Scanese from Free Range Kids, talking about all the ways that the schools and the media at large are conditioning our children to accept, I would say almost being infantilized, being turned into consumptive units, I guess, consumption units here, that do nothing but buy, spend, consume, and obey. And that conditioning begins very early on in the schools. No other place are you going to find, that I'm aware of, where you have to ask the permission of an authority figure to even exercise your own bodily functions. You know, excuse me, can I use the bathroom? Right. Well, that's some powerful conditioning, folks, believe me. And it goes far beyond that. We'll be joined by Lenore Scanese in just a couple of minutes. She's going to be telling us about how we've turned our kids into a bunch of helpless mambies when we come back. I'm Catherine Albrecht. Stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One. All of of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, Catherine Albert here, filling in for Alex Jones. Want to talk about kids this hour. Yeah, because kids really are the grown-ups of tomorrow, aren't they? You know, we were kids not too long ago, those of us who are grown-ups now. And a lot of who we are today really is a product of what we were exposed to, both messages and propaganda, and just our experiences growing up. I remember when I was a kid, I remember in seventh grade, I came up with this brilliant idea, and I shudder now. I don't know if all seventh graders come up with these terrible ideas, but I said, you know what we need to do if we want to eliminate racism? We just need to make sure everybody marries somebody of a different race. Don't even ask me where this was coming out of my little seventh grade brain, but my parents, thank the Lord, took me aside and said, you know, that's really a terrible idea. And actually shamed me into sitting down and listening to why that was a bad idea. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm perfect. I went through my period of thinking the government was the solution to the problems. I've been through a lot of the same educational process that the listeners have gone through. But there were parents in my life who could set me straight. And I think nowadays it's becoming more of a challenge. There is so much less interaction between kids and parents these days. I recently read a study that said less than 30 minutes a week of meaningful conversation occurs between the average teenager and the average parent. Less than 30 minutes a week. Now, I want you to contrast that, say, with the Little House on the Prairie days. If you haven't reread those books recently, pull them off the shelf. Reread Little House in the Prairie. And you've got Laura, and you've got Mary, and you've got Ma, and you've got Pa. And I'll tell you that there's a whole lot more than 30 minutes a week of back and forth sharing of values and even political conversation. It all takes place there. So as we increasingly turn over our kids to the little tiny screens with their thumbs moving around there, and as we turn over our kids to Facebook and turn over our kids to the television and especially turn our kids over to the government authorities that run the government schools, it's not a surprise that we get them back and they don't want to hear what we have to say. Yeah, I shudder to think what would happen if my seventh grade self had had lived today. I don't know. Scary thought. All right. Well, joining me this hour to talk about how we're infantilizing children and actually turning them into a bunch of mambies who do not have the ability to even find their way out of a paper bag, much less grow up into fully competent, mature, independent adults. My guest this hour, Lenore Skenazy. She is the author of the book and the blog, Free Range Kids. She's also the host of the Discovery TLC International television program called The World's Worst Mom. That is tongue-in-cheek there. She's actually a terrific mom. Lenore Skenazy is a New York City columnist turned reality TV show host, and she actually first gained notoriety or prominence or fame, if you would, by letting her 9-year-old son take the subway alone in New York. Yikes. All right. Lenore Skenazy, hello and welcome to the show.
Oh, Catherine, thank you so much.
Great to have you on. So I want to talk, I know your story, letting your 9-year-old take the subway has a lot of people, you know, shuddering. How could you allow a 9-year-old to actually go on the subway? I can tell you, though, after sort of engaging your message, which initially was really shocking to me, mm-hmm. but after really sitting with it for the last couple of months, mm-hmm. I see the world in a whole new way. And wow. I actually see the way that kids nowadays are not allowed to do anything, not allowed to go to the bathroom, not allowed. At Burger King, I see kids who want to go up and get a straw. You know, we're talking like a 10-foot walk.
No, honey, you could be snatched. No, don't do it. Don't, for God's sake, I want to see you live till you're a grown-up. Don't get the straw.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. Mm-hmm. So I want to get into some specific stories that have been going on lately. But before we do that, I just want to ask your opinion about all of this overprotective helicopter parenting. What is it, and how did we get started doing this kind of crazy, treating kids like they were completely incompetent?
Isn't it? We think we're doing it we actually are doing it out of love, but somehow it comes across like, I don't trust you to do anything. I mean, just think about the words of when we take our kids to school today. I mean, the fact is that we do take them to school today. 10% of kids, 11 actually, still walk to school. And if you contrast that to, like, when we were growing up, it was always, you know, there was arrival, the bell rang, and then there was dismissal. Yay, the other bell rang. And now it's drop off and pick up. I mean, those are the two different times of the day. And just inherent in that word change is the way we're thinking of kids. They used to be able to get themselves to school. They used to, the kids themselves used to be the crossing guards. You know, I had a sixth grade crossing guard when I was in first grade. And I married him, but that's another story. And nowadays it's drop off and pick up, as if we don't think kids can do it, as if we think they're either too incompetent, too dreamy, or of course too endangered to do anything on their own. Whenever I suggest that kids are, you know, they're happier when they go and they play outside and they meet up with a friend and they shoot some hoops or they make a hopscotch, if anybody still knows how to make a hopscotch grid on the ground, everybody says, oh, but that's crazy. And it's like, since when is that crazy? Crime is down since the 70s, 80s, and 90s, when most of today's parents were growing up. And yet we act as if it's, you know, Nazi Germany out there, and if the kids go out there, they're going to be snatched. And I just have to say that the latest piece today on my blog is a father writing to me asking for advice, which I wish I had some advice to give him. He let his six-year-old walk around. You know, he taught her how to walk around the neighborhood, how to cross the street safely. They're in some quiet little suburb. And she was doing just that. She walked to the store the other day, and the cops not only picked her up, they didn't even tell the dad that they had her. The dad went looking for her when she didn't come home, went to the store, that he'd sent her to. The storekeeper said, oh, you know what? She was taken by the cops. So he went to the police station, and there was his daughter behind the bulletproof glass, and he was not allowed to talk to her or take her home for 20 minutes while the cops decided whether, you know, they called Child Protective Services, and Child Protective Services reluctantly said, okay, he's allowed to take her back home. But now he's being investigated by Child Protective Services, all because he trusted his six-year-old to have a little bit of a life, and you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Well, so let me ask you, Lenore, what are the laws on that? Like, where is the cutoff? Mm-hmm. Not only legally, but just in terms of common sense. At what age can a kid, or do the cops, for example, consider a kid competent to just walk down the street?
Oh, well, those are two questions. At what age is a kid competent, and at what age do cops consider a kid competent? I don't even think it's just cops. I think it's the whole generation of adults that has forgotten how much freedom they had at age six. I have a book, gosh, somewhere on my extremely messy desk. That was put out in the 80s, and it was called Your Six-Year-Old. And it just gave a list of, like, things that a kid in first grade should be able to do. They should be able to recognize colors and make some shapes and draw in the lines. And says they should be able to go, you know, 4 to 8 blocks around the neighborhood and go visit a friend and go play in the park. And this was normal and not exceptionally dangerous or weird or superstar behavior in the 80s. It was just normal. And the fact is that now, you know, the six-year-old gets picked up, it's, you know, you're asking what is the age that kids can do things. I'd say at six, they are definitely capable, like I was and like you probably were, of going down the street, knocking on a neighbor's door and saying, let's play. But there is no actual cutoff date for, like, when you're allowed to start being alone or doing something on your own. Only two states have an age even that is officially you're allowed to stay home alone. And
what are those, by the way, Lenore?
One of them is, I think it's Maryland is age 8, and Illinois has some really high age, and I can't remember if it's 12, 13, or 14.
That doesn't surprise me, being in Illinois.
Illinois to begin with. But those are also, I mean, there's always wiggle room on those, too. It's like, if you're keeping your child in an endangered spot, you know, if there's drug paraphernalia around and there's no food in the kitchen and there's a fire, you know, I mean, it's different. You know, the authorities get to interpret whether they found what you're doing dangerous or negligent or not. And that's the crux of the problem, because to me, a six-year-old who has been trained by her parents, the dad who wrote to me said, you know, we've taught her all about crossing the street, and we've watched her, and we've, you know, gradually let her go, you know, longer distances after we've been, you know, certain that she's capable. And to me, that sounds like very responsible parents. But obviously, the cops are picking this kid up and not letting the dad talk to her because they think of him as an irresponsible parent. So if you have if the authorities have been sort of brainwashed to the idea that, like, no child is ever safe, no child is ever competent, every child needs 24/7 supervision or they are in danger, then it becomes, you know, me saying kids are very competent and let's look back in history and what about Huck Finn? What about, like you were talking, Little House on the Prairie, and them saying, what about that child who was kidnapped in 1987 from a bus stop? And me saying, you know, we can always go to the worst case scenario, but that can't be our benchmark for every decision.
Well, now, for all the parents out there listening going, oh, my gosh, don't you know kids are being snatched off the street left and right? What are you talking about? And I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there with that mm-hmm. with that exact response to this mm-hmm. because I have to admit, the first time I heard you speak, I had the same response. What? What? No, no,
right,
because it's exactly opposite of what we've been told. Give us some statistics. How likely is it that a six-year-old walking down the street is going to be kidnapped?
Well, here's one of my favorite statistics. First of all, the idea that we can have absolute perfect safety, which has become the goal, and I don't mind it being the goal, but it's elusive. It will never happen no matter what. I mean, here in New York, we just had a tragic case yesterday where a whole family was killed by a hit and run. I mean, you can never predict everything that's going to happen. But in terms of the big fear, which is some stranger on the street snatching your kid, this is such a rare crime that if you actually wanted it for some reason, if you wanted to know, like, how long would you have to keep your child outside unattended for that horrible scenario to be likely to happen, for them to be picked up, kidnapped by a stranger? I don't know if I've asked you this one before. If I have, then you'll know the answer. But how long do you think you would have to keep a kid outside for that to be likely to happen? It's sort of like asking, how many lottery tickets would you have to buy to be likely to win the lottery?
I'm going to give the guests or the listeners this break to think that over.
Okay.
We're coming up in a break. Lenore Skenazy is my guest, and the question hanging in the air here, how long would you have to leave a kid out to be kidnapped? Stay tuned.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with a purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all gusset orders at gusset.com. That's gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
And back, Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones, hoping he gets a little well-deserved rest there. We need him in perfect form, don't we? Yeah, Alex Jones leading the charge against the New World Order and the spider that sits at the heart of that web. We need him to be well-rested, tanned, and ready, and I'm filling in so he can get that rest. I will be with you today, tomorrow, and Friday. Delighted to be riding shotgun here with Alex's fabulous team behind the scenes, doing a really wonderful job producing this program. I want to say thank you to CJ, Chris, Wes, and the whole team over there at InfoWars. Just a delight to be working with these guys. All right, my guest this hour is Lenore Scanese. Before we get back to our conversation, just want to remind you to please support the sponsors who enable this program to go out live to you every day. That would be eFoods Direct and ProPure Water Filters, also the team there at Youngevity and InfoWars Health. You can find them online at InfoWarsHealth.com. And, of course, eFoods Direct and ProPure, both linked from the InfoWars.com website. My name is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. My website is KMAShow.com, KMAShow.com, or just my name, KatherineAlbrecht.com. And I do my own live radio show. I will be broadcasting live about an hour after this show ends. You can find that on my website, KMAShow.com. There you go, on your local radio dial, or at GCNLive.com. All right, let's get back to the question that's been burning in everyone's mind. So, Lenore, your question was, if you had a six-year-old walking down the street, how long would it take for that six-year-old to be abducted or kidnapped by someone with a bad intent? And I guess the average answer would be, I don't know, 3-4 hours, 6-7 hours? What is the answer?
Think higher. And it's how long would they have to be out there to be statistically likely to be kidnapped? And the answer is 750,000 years.
How do you get that? 750,000 years that a kid would have to be?
Actually, as a bad numbers person, I had Warwick Cairns do the number crunching for me, looking at the FBI statistics on kidnapping in America and also how many kids there are. And I don't know, he put it through some kind of computer program, and that's the number he came up with. I use it because when I talk about how rare these crimes are, they never seem rare because our minds work a lot like Google in that if you ask yourself, gee, you know, can my kid walk to the bus stop? And your mind is like shuffling, you know, basically entering, you know, bus stop child safety. Up comes the cases that we've heard about in the news, some of them 35 years old, like the case of Eitan Pate here in New York City, or some of them, you know, 20-something years old, like J.C. Dugard, who was taken from a bus stop in California and kept in captivity. Those come up because they are so rare. They made the news. They shocked us. They saddened us. And we saw their pictures for years, sometimes for decades. And they're easy to find in our brains. So what we can't find in our brains is the picture of the tens of millions, hundreds of millions, perhaps, of children who have gone to school in the years who have not been kidnapped, who walked there just like you and me as kids and made it through safe and sound, which is such a vast majority that, you know, it's almost statistically not there, the kids who are hurt. And so, but because we see the J.C. Dugards and the, you know, Elizabeth Smarts in our mind, at the top of that Google search, just like a Google search, we think it's the most relevant to our lives, even though it's actually the least relevant. So that's why I tried to flip it with, like, well, let's look at how unlikely it is that your child will be hurt.
Well, and I think that's the downside of the news cycle because, you know, I've had news before that I wanted to break with the mainstream media, and I have contacts within the media for a lot of the spy chips and RFID stuff that I've been working on, and they always say, unless there's a victim, I don't care how evil or terrible the thing is you've discovered, we need a victim. We've got to put a face on the screen. We've got to have somebody that will engender all those emotions on the part of the viewers.
That was the rule at my, I used to work at the New York Daily News, you know, the big tabloid here, Superman's paper, for 14 years. And if you didn't have a picture of a person, you couldn't run the story on our page.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Because they need a victim. Exactly. And so for that reason, if they get a victim, they milk it for everything it's worth. All right. My guest is Lenore Skenazy. FreeRangeKids.com is her blog. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Indeed you are. This is The Alex Jones Show. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. That's Dr. Catherine Albrecht. My website, kmashow.com. Yeah, we're going to open up the phone lines here in just a moment, 1-800-259-9231. Before we do that, I've got a question for my guest, Lenore Skenazy. And the reason why I think this topic is so critically important for people who love liberty in this country is because of what it does to children when you don't allow them to do a single darn thing by themselves. And I'm talking not even pick up a butter knife to spread the butter on the bread. At what point do these kids ever become independent, functional adults, or do they always remain infantilized, looking for some authority figure to give them permission to breathe?
That is a big question. I don't know the answer, but I can tell you a couple things that I do hear that are disturbing. One is that until recently, like until the mid-90s, when kids went to college and they felt they needed some psychological help and they went to the counseling services, the number one reason they went for was a breakup. You know, their boyfriend or their girlfriend dumped them and they were feeling terrible. But what switched then and what has remained the case since then is now they're going because they are overwhelmed by anxiety. And I think they're overwhelmed because they are not used to coping on their own. And in terms of Alex Jones's message and yours, what worries me about that is if you can't cope on your own, who do you turn to? You know, is there supposed to be always somebody telling you exactly what to do and how to do it? Well, if you're not used to thinking on your own, you know, perhaps you start seeking that. And I just wanted to tell you one other disturbing trend that I heard from, you know, from the idea that kids just aren't doing things on their own. They're not playing. They're not organizing their own games. They're not building the treehouse. The treehouse is built for them, and then somebody stands underneath and makes sure that nobody falls. Well, NASA started realizing that they were having a problem because as the Apollo 13 generation was retiring and they needed to replace the guys who basically sent us to the moon, they were getting these brilliant graduates of MIT and Caltech, and they could do anything, absolutely anything, when it came to a computer program or a simulation of something in the real world. But when it was the real world, when you needed to figure out how are we going to get these guys back from the moon with, you know, some duct tape and a carton of Tang, they were stumped because they had done so little on their own. Everything had been programmed. Everything was perfect. Everything was intellectually stimulating. But there was no leadership and no thinking on their feet. And so NASA and the Jet Propulsion Labs, from what I hear, have started, when they interview prospective employees, have started to ask them, how did you spend your childhood? Did you spend some time on your own? Did you tinker? Did you make anything on your own? Did you blow up something in the basement? Because that's what we actually need.
Oh, yeah, I did that on SimCity. That's right. I built a whole city through my computer interface.
I'll build a SimCity way to get those guys home.
No, it's really the case. And, I've had some guests on my show who've talked about the real problem for employers trying to find employees, and not just NASA, but just across the board, people who not only are able to get the job done, but are willing to get the job done. And that, there's a second piece, because they were saying, you know, you ask people, you'll have these 18, 19-year-old interns, and you'll say, hey, can you go make a cup of coffee? Or can you make a couple of photocopies? And they'll say, heck no, I didn't go to college to be doing that kind of job. Mm-hmm. And so you've also got the sense of entitlement right along with the incompetence.
It's a great combination.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know what's going to happen as we go forward. And also this notion that, you know, kids are turning to their parents. Mommy, can I go get a straw? And mommy says, well, as long as I'm watching very closely. And at some point, that's going to be the person who's going to say, excuse me, Obamacare, can I please take this aspirin? You know, it mm-hmm. just creates this total sense on the part of the kids that they're not competent.
They just sort of like, tell me what to do. I'm a vessel. Like we're talking about with the pick off and drop off. It's, bring me someplace, tell me what to do, and then bring me home. One thing I heard that was very interesting was an article by an HR person. I think she was the head of HR at IBM, but I could be wrong. Saying that she preferred to hire the children of immigrants, preferably immigrants who didn't speak English, because that meant that the kids were not having their parents interfering for them all the time arguing with the teacher and doing their homework. If you're the child of somebody who doesn't speak the language, you have to assert yourself and become almost the grown-up in those situations. And she's impressed by them because they've made it on their own already. They've already succeeded by the time they've graduated college, as opposed to the mother calling up the professor and saying, B-minus, my son knows Milton like nobody knows Milton.
Yeah. You're getting that on the college level, too. You've got parents calling up college professors complaining about the grades. And parents wanting to go with their kids for college application interviews. If I were a kid, I would have been mortified. I actually moved out of my home at age 15. I went down to Mexico and lived on my own in a foreign country where they didn't even speak English. And, you know, I look at what 15-year-olds are.
Well, if I was a lady from IBM, I'd hire you.
There you go. And that probably would be a good move, because I wound up, you know, running my own business when I came back and, starting college at 15 and just independently. I couldn't become a grown-up fast enough. I wanted all those skills and abilities. I wanted the ability to maneuver and on my own in the world and be independent. And
that's
then I look at today's kids.
The human drive is to become a grown-up until you've taken it out of kids by never letting them. I mean, say drive a kid every day to school, and then you drive them to their soccer game, and then somebody, you know, the coach tells you when it's going to start and makes the teams, and now we're playing, and now you got to eat the organic grapes, and now your parents can drive you home. I mean, you really don't have much of a life, and it's we think that we're, you know, helping our children because we're giving them this great opportunity there on travel soccer, and we're not making them walk because it's cold or it's rainy, and actually what we've done is taken out that essential element of childhood, which is the drive to grow up and the joy that you get out of, like, I got myself home. I got lost and I got myself home. Those are great moments, not terrible.
Yeah, and we really do try to stamp them out of kids. All right, my guest this hour, Lenore Scanese, her absolutely just riveting blog is at freerangekids.com. I encourage you to check it out. She's got stories on there of kids who've been suspended for school for doing things like making a sheet of paper in the shape of an L because that shape L might look like a gun. What was this recent one you had on there about the cake?
Yeah, no, the most recent case of this, and they do seem to be coming about one every 2 weeks, is this is a boy, at the beginning of the day, he had some kind of pastry, it sounds like maybe a Pop-Tart, and he chewed it into, he was trying to make it into, he says, the shape of a mountain, but the teacher thought it looked more like a gun. And therefore, because of this deadly pastry, he was suspended, because we've absolutely lost our minds when it comes to these zero tolerance laws. And we can't tell the difference between a piece of paper shaped like a gun, a piece of pastry shaped like a gun, a Lego sculpture shaped like a gun. And kids are getting suspended for all of these, for a Hello Kitty gun, you know, which shoots bubbles. A child was recently suspended because we just go immediately to, oh, my God, what if this is real? I mean, we just love thinking of our children in constant danger and catastrophizing even the simplest, nicest parts of their day, like eating a pastry or playing with their friends. One kid was suspended because he was playing with another friend. He was playing, I'm going to save the world. And to save the world, he threw a pretend grenade, which is a totally imaginary thing, like I'm going to do now. You know? And that's what he got suspended for, because the teacher could not see the difference between playing and war and imagination and an actual grenade that would blow up the school.
And what is this conditioning for, though? You know, I fly all the time, and I'm standing in the TSA line, and you know that if I did what you had just done right now in the air,
right.
I would be hauled off in handcuffs and interrogated under a swinging light bulb for 24 hours. And, you know, it's not just in the schools. It's everywhere. And I think it's really conditioning for don't even think
a
thought.
It's absolutely conditioning to what I call, it's like learned obtuseness. It's like, you know, the chances that somebody's saying, wow, you know, I'm really going to bomb this plane is, you know, bored and surly from waiting in the line versus a terrorist who, and say it's a grandmother in a wheelchair and you're still supposed to treat this like an absolute threat. That's like willing yourself not to think like a normal human being and become an obtuse idiot, which is what you'd have to be to suspend a kid who's pretend playing war on the playground, which children have done since the beginning of time. I mean, it really is using no judgment whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. My guest, Lenore Scanese, is online at freerangekids.com. And let's go to, let's see, we got Mike listening in California. Hi, Mike. You're on with Lenore Scanese. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Doctor.
There we go. We hear you. Go ahead.
I'm in Red Bluff, California. We just had a girl kidnapped and murdered on our way home from school.
Oh, it's horrifying.
This week, the perpetrator said he went crazy on drugs. We had one of the interstate, international, kidnap, murder, eat children arrested less than a year ago in Anderson, California, right up the street.
That's horrible.
My own child was trafficked. The FBI is covering this up. Don't use their statistics. I personally know of an interstate ring. There's a cancer of corruption inside the FBI, and Alex is right. Our children are being trafficked. Don't let your children out there to be victimized.
Here's what I would say. I would say definitely have your kids, especially in a neighborhood where there's been a tragedy and perhaps the person hasn't been found, definitely travel with a buddy. That's obviously much safer. And what I always tell parents is to tell their children, you know, not that you can't talk to strangers, because, you know, if, God forbid, something bad is happening, you want the child to feel very free to knock on somebody else's door or to run across the street to the guy who's raking his leaves and say, I'm going to stand next to you. I don't like the guy in the van that's passing by. So you can always talk to strangers, but never, ever go off with strangers. And don't feel bad if you're making a stink or screaming or running. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like you have to be a good girl. Don't go off with strangers. You can talk to strangers, but don't go off with strangers.
Well, and let me address this, because I think Mike is hitting on something pretty important, which is that there are international rings that do traffic in children. You know, even the mainstream media acknowledges this. So we know that that kind of thing does happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say for parents in a community like that, I probably would not let a six-year-old walk down the street in today's day and age. Lenore, sorry, I probably wouldn't. But, you know, I see 12-year-olds who can't even go to the bathroom by themselves. You know, 12-year-olds, you were telling me the story of a 12-year-old boy. Because his mother didn't want to let him actually go to the bathroom. He's 12 years old. So, you know, at what point, and I would ask this of Mike, at what point do kids earn the right to be able to walk to the street or go to the bathroom? Where does that cutoff happen? Is it at 21? You know, when can they walk down the street?
Is Mike still there?
Well, yes. In this area, this is massive corruption. It's worse than Boston. You can Google up FBI ruling Bulger, B-U-L-G-E-R, Whitey Bulger, and understand the FBI has been a cancer inside the FBI, has been allowing this to continue, including an interstate trafficking ring.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Let me just jump in with a couple of thoughts here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, anytime the word Google comes up, I have to correct it and say around here we start page it, because we're giving billions of dollars of free advertising to Google every time we say to Google something, and we use start page, the private search engine here. But the other thing I want to say, Lenore, let's say somebody really just doesn't feel safe with their kids walking down the street alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really what this is about, because
no,
what it's really about is letting a kid, you know, use a sharp knife in the kitchen, letting a kid use a hammer and nails in their own backyard to build a treehouse. Things that nowadays parents are not letting their kids do anything.
There are parents who won't let their children cut a sandwich. There are parents who won't let children, you know, play in the backyard. What we've started to do is think of children as in danger by everything. And just like we were talking about with the TSA sees danger in every passenger, I feel like we as parents are encouraged to think, oh, my God, this cup has plastic, and plastic could hurt my child. Oh, my God, this drop-side crib. I mean, we just recalled all the drop-side cribs because it's sad. Once in a while, somebody dies in them. But does that mean that the crib is inherently dangerous? If one in 8 million children dies in a crib, we started saying that this means that we can't have that on the market anymore. So the crib is dangerous, the cup is dangerous, the knife is dangerous, and outside is dangerous because there's sun and the sun could give you cancer. I mean, we don't think of anything as natural or wholesome for our kids anymore, and we're depriving
them. I think it's harming the parents as well. All right, let me go to New York. I want to get a woman's opinion on this. Catherine is holding on the line in New York. Catherine, you're on with Lenore Scanese. Go ahead.
Oh, Catherine.
I actually hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, Catherine, I was actually able to sit in on your talk up at the Liberty Forum in New Hampshire, and I want to thank you for that. And I just wanted to say that I grew up the complete opposite of what you're describing here.
Hmm.
I mean, unfortunately, when I was growing up, I was, like, kind of running away because my home life was, a bit stressful, to say the least. There was, like, some domestic violence and divorce, and I was, you know, pushed out, forced to kind of grow up too fast. And I think, I mean, of course, there's a balance, you know, not letting kids grow up enough and pushing them. And then, you know, even me, I wanted to kind of grow up fast, but it doesn't work because everything has to be, you know, done in, you know, nature's process. And growing up too fast and not having people to rely on and lean on sufficiently enough actually prevents you from ending up independent and healthy also.
That's a great point. I don't think anybody's, you know, recommending that kids just be shoved out onto the street at age six and fend for yourself. Lenore?
No, not at all. First of all, I'm really sorry you grew up in that kind of environment because it sounds really rough. The idea of free range is not freewheeling, and it's certainly not abuse. It's the idea that we do what, you know, hopefully good parents have done throughout time. which is gradually train our children to be more responsible and give them their independence as they prove it. So if you teach your child to cross the street safely and you've watched him do it and you know that he's competent, then you let him start crossing the street, you know, your own block, and then maybe a couple blocks further. And you do the same with riding a bike. You do the same with letting them babysit. It's a gradual process, and it doesn't have anything to do with neglect. It has to do with teaching.
Well, and I think that it's almost a sign of an involved parent who actually wants to nurture those skills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's probably much easier to just leave your kid in the basement playing video games and not ever let them do anything than to have them come up in the kitchen and actually help you out with the sharp knife.
Right,
you know,
right,
or learn
right.
how to sharpen a knife or, mm-hmm. or actually enable them to do some of the things you're talking about. I think about, Lenore, when you let your 9-year-old take the subway, mm-hmm. you were not just off in some crack house, you know, spacing out while
know.
He did that. You were, like, standing by. You were right there at the place where he was going to wind up. I mean, you were paying full and complete 100%
right.
attention to that.
And on the floor with him and looked at the map and made sure he knew how to read the map and gave him quarters for the phone and gave him $20 in case, God forbid, something happened and he needed to hop in a cab. And had been on the subway umpteen times with him before, and we knew
so
our kid.
If I could just sum it up, I think it's a different form of involved parenting that's more about
mm-hmm.
establishing independence
mm-hmm.
than dependence. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for the final segment right after this.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best-tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Yeah.
Jones as he gets some much-deserved rest. We need him tan, rested, and ready to continue to lead the revolution across this country against the New World Order. We all know what's coming. We all do. We all feel it in our bones, whether you want to call it a spiritual or a political or an economic battle. We all feel it coming. And I, for one, have my hat off to Alex Jones. I want to say thank you for all that he does. Also want to say thank you to all the listeners for all the support. I've gotten lots of lovely emails in from you guys this hour. I am going to be with you again tomorrow and also on Friday. Got a whole lineup of fabulous guests. And, of course, I'll be giving you the updates from my corner of the battle, where I work on the issue of RFID tracking, consumer privacy, and also going to be reporting in on what's going on down there in San Antonio, where they've got 4,200 kids wearing remotely readable RFID tracking beacons around their necks. See, that's really where this goes. Lenore Scanese is my guest this hour. Lenore, let me ask you about this program down in Texas, because taken to its logical conclusion, this idea that kids are not competent, that they're not allowed to go anywhere or be anywhere. I just spent a week down in San Antonio, Texas, talking to the vendor of this program where they've got these remotely readable tracking devices around kids' necks. Every 25 seconds, they believe that these kids are at such risk on campus that they need to pinpoint their precise location, store it in a giant database, and know where these kids are literally every 25 seconds all day long. That's twice a minute. And... yeah, well here's the part that really gets me is, as I was talking to Mike Wade, the vendor of this program at Wade Garcia, he actually said that one of the administrators at one of the schools says he can't sleep at night because after the kids leave the bus stop, you know, after they get off the bus,
he can't track them
all the way home and throughout their evening and for the entire rest of their lives. So he says he literally is losing sleep, quote unquote, because he cannot track the kids in his school after they leave school.
You know, it's so interesting because what I talk about a lot is that all these new devices that are supposed to give us peace of mind, from the cell phone to GPSing our kids to RFID tags, actually do the exact opposite. Because in the olden days, when I didn't immediately come home from school, my mom figured I'd stopped at a friend's house, or maybe I went to get a candy bar, or I was playing in the park, or whatever, and she didn't immediately freak out. But nowadays, if you can't get your kid on the phone immediately, if you send a text and they're not there, or if you're GPSing them and their battery runs out and you don't know where they are, the immediate idea is that, oh my God, they're in terrible danger, because that's what we've been trained to think. The second that we're not in touch, either physically or electronically, with our kids, we're supposed to imagine the very worst. And there are TV commercials and radio commercials that go on and on about, like, imagine if your child wasn't with you. Don't you have to know all the time, or they could be in terrible danger. And when you're taught to act like that, you start thinking that you can't let your children out of your eyes or out of your electronic eyes ever. And it drives you crazy, and it trains the child that they're a prisoner. It's like the those ankle bracelets that guys on parole wear. I mean, somehow we're supposed to be tracking them all the time. What happened to their freedom?
Well, and they're going to grow up expecting that. They're going to feel unsafe unless they're being tracked, and they're going to be begging the government for the tracking device. All right, James.
I'm taking it for granted.
That music means we're done here. Lenore Scanese, I want to thank you so much for joining me. FreeRangeKids.com. All right, and apologies to the callers I didn't get you, but I will be back, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.